dead people.
It's one of the most recognizable lines from a movie and has often been repeated. The line was first said in the 1999 movie The Sixth Sense by Haley Joel Osment's character Cole Sear. In the scene, these famous words are spoken, Cole finally lets down his guard with his psychologist, Dr. Malcolm Crowe, played by Bruce Willis, letting him know that he is finally ready to tell him his secret. Blanket pulled up to his chin and his voice barely a whisper, Cole tells Dr. Crowe, I see dead people. Malcolm responds, in your dreams? Cole shakes his head, no. Malcolm then asks, while you're awake? Cole nods. Dead people, like in graves, in coffins. Cole says, walking around like regular people. They don't see each other. They only see what they want to see. They don't know that they're dead. Malcolm asks, how often do you see them? All the time. They're everywhere. It is Cole's description of the dead people walking around like regular people. They don't see each other. They only see what they want to see. They don't know that they're dead. That makes me think of these two stories from Matthew this morning, especially the first story in which the seemingly impossible happens. Immediately before we pick up the story with Jesus, King Herod throws a big banquet, and by the end of the night, John the Baptist is beheaded at the request of Herod's niece slash stepdaughter. It's complicated. Now, when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. Our story starts as normally as any story in which the Son of God appears. The crowd finds him, he sees them, he begins to heal them. But what happens next is unexpected. After a full day, when it is evening, the disciples come to him and say, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages to buy food for themselves." In a rare, bold move, the disciples approach Jesus with a request. Send the crowds away so that they can take care of themselves. It seems like a prudent suggestion, knowing that there simply wasn't the supplies available in the deserted place for the thousands of people who were gathered there. But Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." Jesus responds to the disciples' bold request with an equally bold request of his own. The disciples see that they have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and they think that's not enough. Jesus sees the 5 loaves and 2 fish and knows that it's plenty. So then Jesus ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looks up to heaven. He blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And everyone ate, and they were filled, and there were even leftovers. It's no coincidence that this story of Jesus' feast follows the story of Herod's banquet in the text. One is about abundance and an invitation to see the world differently, to see what is possible beyond the need to secure one's own well-being. The other is about death and not being able to see beyond meeting one's own needs. I see dead people. Walking around like regular people, they don't see each other. They only see what they want to see. They don't know that they're dead. Herod and the disciples got stuck in a perception of reality like the dead people Cole Sear describes in The Sixth Sense. They could only see what they wanted to see. They didn't really see anyone else. We have that same potential. The potential to see only what we want to see, the potential to ignore the pain and the suffering of those around us because we're too focused on making sure that we have what we think we need. We have the potential to be so focused on ourselves that we don't truly see the others around us. And when we're stuck in this human perception of reality, that this is all that there is, we miss the potential for more. And I don't think that we know when that happens that we're really dead. All Herod could see was the need to ensure keeping his power, eliciting the will to do that through whatever means were necessary. Even in the midst of Jesus's miraculous healings, the disciples can't help but drag the world of scarcity, alienation, hunger, and fear out into the wilderness with them. The disciples couldn't see past a reality where there wasn't enough even for them. But Jesus sees things differently. They need not go away. You give them something to eat. The reality of the dead people isn't the only reality that exists when God is around, and God is always around. While 5 loaves and 2 fish is precious little in the empire of the world, it is more than enough in the empire of heaven. And sometimes I wonder if we're too stuck to see that reality. We watch the news or read it on our phones and focus on the brokenness that pervades our world. We see how large our problems of hunger, poverty, racism, sexism, and violence really are. And then we despair that nothing can or will change those things. We can get sucked into the desire for greener grass just over the hill, and we'll work tirelessly to get over that hill, only to find that there's another hill beyond that. But Jesus sees things differently and reminds us of it. They need not go away. You give them something to eat. There is something beyond what you can see. There's a reality in which there is more than enough, where all people are fed and justice pervades. And like the disciples, we are invited to participate in it. 4 chapters earlier in Matthew, Jesus gave power to the disciples to cast out unclean spirits, to heal people, to raise the dead, and proclaim God's reign, even when they were most vulnerable. Here, Jesus holds them accountable for using that power, reminding them that the power of God does not only reside with God, but also resides in them as well. Jesus holds us accountable too, reminding us that there's another reality that exists beyond what we can see, and that we have been gifted with the power to live within that reality, maybe even to help create it. To heal those who need it, to feed those who are hungry, to dismantle unjust systems, and to imagine a world full of grace and love. They need not go away. You give them something to eat. When you can see that this reality exists, everything changes. Just like in the sixth sense.